Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Mercedes GLC 300.
Yeah, this is a, well, supposedly a new model for 2016. What it is really is the old GLK.
Right.
It has a new body, it has a new engine, but it's basically filling the same market niche, and it's really nice. I mean, it starts at $44,900, which is not a bad price for a not bottom line Mercedes-Benz SUV.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if you just have it like that, it's pretty nice. Now, the one I had had about, $18,000 worth of options on it.
Wow.
Some of which I think should be standard equipment. Like one of the packages, I think it's the premium, one of the premium two pack. Anyway, one of them you have to get if you want to review a camera, which I think is kind of silly, especially on something like a Mercedes-Benz.
No,
I think
kidding.
There should be a review camera on every car.
Right.
I mean, the other car we're going to talk about today for $20,000 has a review camera.
So, right.
Go figure. But, you know, it's... But the Mercedes itself, I mean, it's, again, it replaces the GLK, a little smoother, a little more aerodynamic look to it. It's a little bit bigger, not a lot, very nice inside. It's now powered by a 2-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine, putting out around 240 horsepower. Doesn't sound like a lot for a supposedly larger vehicle, but it's plenty. I had no trouble keeping up with traffic or anything, and beautiful interior. If you have the opportunity, you could not choose the option that gives you this little trackpad in the center console, relying instead on the knob because, well, this may just be me, but I hate trackpads. I hate them on computers.
Yeah.
Now they're coming on cars, and I hate them even more because they're so finicky, and you have to pay attention to what you're doing rather than paying attention to where you're going.
Right. So it's not a touchscreen at all?
No. Well, Mercedes hasn't been really using touchscreens for a while. They have this command, which is a knob interface on the center console, and it works just fine.
Right, right. So who are the competitors for the Mercedes GLC 300, and how does it fit price-wise?
Well, I would say once you put in all the options, that the one that I had, which would include things like a heated steering wheel, a sport package, it even had running boards, which I actually didn't like because they tended to make my pant legs kind of dirty. It was snowy when I had it. But anyway, you're talking about like the BMW X3, the Audi Q5, the Lexus RX 350. I think it stands up against them all very, very well. As a matter of fact, this is, I would say... I'm not really a Benz guy, but I really like what they've been doing the last few years. They're coming up with some terrific vehicles.
All right. It's Jim Brayer live at 8.5 Car Crasher. And the next vehicle you had was the Volkswagen Jetta with a 1.4-liter turbo.
Yeah, this is the entry-level Volkswagen Jetta. It competed at Canadian Car of the Year last fall against, the Saturn IM, not Saturn, the Scion IM that we talked about last time, and the Toyota Yaris, as well as what eventually did win the Canadian Car of the Year, the Honda Civic Sedan.
Right.
I would buy this car long before I bought the Honda Civic Sedan. Not that the Honda isn't a good car.
Yeah.
I just like this one better. It starts at around $1,600 or $16,000. $1,600 would be a nice deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah. $1,600 is not bad.
Yeah, that's great, especially if it's horsepower. Anyway, it has a new engine this year. It's a 1.4-liter turbocharged 4. Puts out 150 horsepower, 170 pound-feet of torque, and you get a little bit of turbo lag off the line, but once it gets going, it just goes like a scared rabbit. The one I had the 6-speed automatic transmission, which raises the price a little bit. It comes standard with a 6-speed manual, which is, you know, if you can drive a stick, that's the way to go.
Right.
But even this automatic is very, very good. I love this car. It didn't have really any options except, wheels. But it came in at a price just like $5, $10 or something over $20,000. And I think it was just great. It's great to drive. It has a huge trunk. It's comfortable. It feels like a German car. Just great. I think this should have won Car of the Year. This or its cousin, the Golf Sport Wagon.
All right. Jim Brayer's our live...
Volkswagen are bad people.
All right. It's Jim Brayer, live at 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find a written reports through live885.com and then click on Startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. And I do like Volkswagen people.
Awesome. Great. That was...